In the book of Numbers, God asked Moses to number his people according to their age. In particular, God charged a specific group of Levites to do the work of service and the work of bearing burdens in the tent of meeting. Although these age groups are Old Testament types and not to be applied literally in the New Testament, we can apply their spiritual principles to our experiences in the church life today. This week, we continue the series titled Markers Along Our Spiritual Race with speaking from Brother Minoru Chen. This meeting was held during the 2015 Thanksgiving Day Conference in Jacksonville, Florida. A link to the full audio can be found in the episode notes.
Then I would say your next marker would be when you graduate from high school. That's a 6 year later marker, okay? And what then, with that marker in view, you and your parents sort of know what to do. And that is, in these 6 years, you as a young person in the church life would be engaged in what? In the young people's meetings, with the summer school of truth, in many other types of activities, conferences and retreats as a young person. And that is wonderful. And it's almost like it's designed for you. Designed for you, laid out for you to go this way. And I would say this is a marvelous way. You should not look down on this or second guess this. You know, in the world, educational system, after thousands of years, have become nearly universal. You know, 6 years primary school, 6 year high school, etc., etc. And so we have something similar to that. And I think that is a great marker. And then after this, really there should be another marker, and that is the college marker, 4 years later. And if you have a heart for the Lord, that marker is very important. That means in these 4 years in college, I will not just go to college. These 4 years is for my further pursuit. I'm still running this race, you know. Now that I'm in college years, I'm no longer a child. I'm no longer an adolescent. I'm no longer a teenager as such. Now I am a young adult. And by the way, this is why I don't like the word young adult apply to you, because you are not young adults. You are adults. Young adult are those people who read those high school paperbacks or whatever, you know. That's young adult. You go to Barnes & Noble's young adult. I don't go there. Neither should you. You know what I mean? You are not a young adult. You are an adult. By 18, you can vote and you can fight in the military. That makes you an adult. All right, enough for my soapbox. Okay, let me get off. Okay, so those years, 4 years, is enormously important. I would like to all of you, even those of you who are parents, to think this way for your children now. Those 4 years, after the college years, high school years, those four in college, immensely important. Immensely important. Those years are the years actually, I use this word, your spiritual life should be flowering. Mind it. I think yours did, Tom. Many of us. Don't think, oh, I need to be so old or this and that. I need to be in my 30s, whatever, 40s, then. No. I'm not talking about maturing. I am talking about flowering. The young, young people's years should be the budding years. Just the budding. Just a budding. No flower, just budding. It should be that way. Mind it, again. In my high school years, I budded. My spiritual life, that is. I was just a goofy kid, but my spiritual life budded. All right. Then my college years, goodness, it flowered. We came to the recovery in our college years. I did. Right at the beginning of my college years, freshman. Thank the Lord for that. And have the privilege to be under Brother Lee right away. Brother Lee's direct living ministry right away. And I mean, he put this powerful fertilizer on us, you know, every message. My goodness, we we flowered, you know. So, our spiritual life flowered. And I'll give you a case to prove this. Back to the book of Numbers. You go to read Numbers chapter 1, the first few verses. They start to number. Jehovah said, number the children of Israel for fight, for warfare. He said, every male from the age of 20 and above can fight. With no cap, with no upper cap, all right? 20 and above, you can fight. 20 is exactly when you're a sophomore, am I right? Or a junior, am I right? That is a strong proof to me that the college-age saints are ready to fight for the Lord. They're ready to soldier. They're ready to be harnessed in to be God's army. And looking back at my life, exactly that happened. I didn't start fighting afterwards. We start fighting when we were in our college years, on the campus, in the meetings. Even when I was college years, I was a front rower, you know, elbowing my way in with the older saints, you know. That's how I was. And I tried my best to prophesy in every meeting. And we used the word testify in those days. I functioned in the meetings, call hymns, pray. This wet behind the ear, you know. Brothers and sisters, I'm not here to... I'm certainly not fantasizing, but I'm being very, very realistic, checking our experience and checking the Word of God, that a young person can do a lot, much more than what we think. Perhaps we have been pampering our young people a little too much, and perhaps we have been pampering ourselves a little too much. When God, when the Word requires us a lot more. And that's why I say, how you look at yourself determines how you act. You look at yourself, oh, I'm a nobody, I'm so young, I'm so immature, you will behave that way. But if you say, I'm 20, number me, I'm ready to fight. These kids are in Afghanistan, all right? Some of them are leading a platoon. Some of them are making life and death decisions. They're young? Sure, they're young. But you know what? They're of age. They're of age. We should tell the young people, what I mean is these college age, that please the one who enlists you. Don't be entangled with the affairs of this life. This is Paul's word to Timothy. So that's the next marker. The next marker is college graduation. I hope so many of our college brothers and sisters would not waste the college years, but consider the college years of utmost importance. Those are years you fight. Those are years you just live. Those are years you are just all out. No burden, no wife, no husband, no kids, no nothing. You know, just a bag, you know, whatever, and a bike, you know, whatever you have, and some books. Goodness, wow, I tell you, I still remember those days. I was just like heaven on earth. Heaven on earth. I just want to live like this until I meet the Lord, you know. They should have this experience. Our young people should have. That's why we have this summer college training in Champaign, you know. How many of you were there? Oh, okay. Wow, so few, so few. Okay, we're going to come up with a 15-minute documentary of that in the winter training. And I'm going to get it on a site, and you write this down. It's called, H-Turners, hturners.com, okay? Watch out for that and watch that. I tell you, I just look at these young people, right? You know, Tommy, my tears just came out. My tears just... And I still remember that last Friday night, whenever I went there, the brothers have done a good job to ready them, night by night. They play a clip of each one of you. You were there, Tom, too, each one. They were just so soft, so ready. And by the time I stood up, I just did the easy job. And that is, I just drew the net. I said, as I come up to this podium, I said, I just have a verse ringing in me. And that is the verse in 2 Corinthians 11, chapter 11, where Paul says, I am jealous over you with a godly jealousy. Because you have been betrothed to one husband, and that is Christ. Lest you be deceived, right? Seduced by the serpent from the simplicity that is in him. I said, tonight, young brothers and sisters, I spoke like this to them. I said, tonight I came here full of jealousy, but not mine, the jealousy of God. And so tonight, I came here to do just one thing. I came here to claim every one of you. I'm not going to give you a choice. I'm going to here representing God to claim every one of you for him. That's what we said. And the next day, I think, was it the next day? I forgot. I don't remember. The next morning, we asked them all, those who want to make that vow to the Lord, it was the same night, to give themselves to the Lord to come up. And instantly, I don't know how many saints rose up to line up all the way into the halls and everywhere else. And we have to cut it short because it's getting too late. And then we asked 12 brothers to come up, these speaking brothers, co-worker brothers, to pray for them. I still remember that prayer, Tom. I mean, that prayer was so, so special. And it was like this. It was like that verse in Philippians that say, Paul says, I pour out myself on the service and the sacrifices of your service, of the Philippian service. So the Philippians has consecrated themselves. And Paul came and poured out himself as a drink offering upon that. You remember in Philippians, right? And that was the feeling, that all these young people offered themselves, and these brothers came and pour upon that a kind of a prayer, a kind of a laying on of hands, I don't know what you call it, to confirm that consecration. And that night, I just felt the whole auditorium was filled with this fragrance to the Lord. A whole generation, many of them freshmen of college age, gave their lives to the Lord. And there was only what? How many were there? College age? How many students? Huh? Nine? No, more than that. Yeah. Okay. At least 1,300 or 1,400 college age. College age. You think about this. If all of them would become soldiers of Jesus, all of them would be part of the army of God. All of them would just not waste their 4 years in college and be active in every way for Christ and the church, I tell you, my goodness, what kind of a future, how normal they would be. That's the next marker. Now, after that marker, I will give you another marker. It's called the full-time training. Two-year marker. This one is a two-year marker. From 6 years to 4 years to 2 years. And many have been to FTTA. Now, many of you have not. Some of you have not. Don't worry about it. But at least hear this and be burdened by this and capture this view. And I say today, not because I teach there or whatever, but because this is it. This is right. That after the 4 years, it's best for a young person who is on a path, on this marathon, running it straight to what? To go to the FTTA for 2 years. 2 years. Okay. Now comes the question. Now comes the dilemma. Up to this point, I would say, after the 2 years of this run, they graduate. They come out of that training. Somewhat, they came out to a race with no more markers. You ask them, now what? Now what? Now those who would serve full time may have a little, still have a little something there, but I'm saying generally, it would be what? Well, now I just go to work. Now I just go back to the church life. Now I'm just gonna just live the rest of my life. Now that's not running a race. That's called a default position. You just live. No, there needs to be markers. Then you say, what are the markers? And so this is why the book of Numbers. Now you have to read chapter 8 of Numbers, and I don't have the verse with me, go to read it. There are two kinds of numberings in the book of Numbers. The first kind of numbering is the numbering of the Israel people in general. That's 20 and up, with no upper limit. Therefore, Caleb, at the age of 85, is still fighting. Still fighting. That means as long as your energy is present, you can fight. Moses went all the way to 120. No upper limit. So generally, as far as the Israelites are concerned, we're concerned, 20 and above, you're a fighter. And all of us should have that in mind. The church is not just the house of God, the temple of God. The church is not just the bride of Christ, the new man. The church in the last chapter of Ephesians is that spiritual warrior to defeat Satan and to bring in God's kingdom. So there's a fight going on. So they were all, this Israel is an army. And by the way, when they left Israel, Jehovah said, this is my army. They were not ready to fight at all. But in God's eyes, they were Jehovah's army. And that's what we are. Now, there's another counting. This counting is in chapter 8. This counting is the counting of only one tribe and one house. And the tribe is the tribe of Levi. And the house is the house of Aaron. Why is this? Because in Exodus, when they were at Mount Sinai, even when Moses was receiving God's word, they had already committed a spiritual fornication in the way of idolatry, which is abomination to God. They made this golden calf. And you know that story. And after that thing, Moses was there, and God's wrath was upon them. God's judgment must be with them. And the tribe of Levi rose up among all the tribes to what? Listen, they pull out their sword. They actually kill their own brothers up and down. Thousands were slain that day, not by enemies, but by this tribe of Levi. And that pleased the Lord. Why? Because they stood faithful to God's holiness. They stood with God. They stood with the Lord. And that caused them to be chosen by Jehovah to be his own tribe. So since that time, Levi became a special tribe. And there's still 12 tribes because Joseph had two sons. So these 12 tribes were arrayed in a distance, probably miles, all around the tabernacle. All right? Three tribe on each side, on all four sides. I don't have time to get into this. But they were all in a distance, far away from the tabernacle. At the center of Israel is the tabernacle. And that's God's testimony. All right? The Ark of the Testimony and the Tent of the Testimony, or Tabernacle of the Testimony. And the Levites were arrayed right close next to that tabernacle, where no other tribe had that privilege to do except the Levites. And they, by three households, were there on the north, on the west, on the south. And on the east side would be Aaron's house and Moses himself. And there you have the picture. Okay. Now I'm coming back to my markers.
Thank you for joining us today. To hear the complete recording and other messages, please visit livingtohim.com. If you would like to receive regular updates from us, please subscribe to this podcast and join our mailing list on our website. You can also find us on Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube, where our handle is @livingtohim.